Back on the Jefferson Exchange on the News and Information Service of JPR. I'm Jeffrey Riley. I'm live. You can join us with your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. We talked a lot in June about that being Pride Month, a chance to celebrate life and being out for the country's lesbian, gay, bisexual, trans, and queer community. But not all Pride events are confined to June, not by a long shot. Southern Oregon Pride celebrates in Ashland in early October, so still a couple of months away. But some events beforehand raise money and awareness for Pride, including a fundraiser and dance party on July 20th in Ashland called Everybody's Out. Gina Duquesne is the founder of Southern Oregon Pride and my guest in the studio once again. Gina, welcome back.
Thank you for having me.
Good to have you here. We also have with us on the phone Lady Red, who is a drag queen and the MC of the evening at Everybody's Out. Welcome, Lady Red.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you both. Gina Duquesne, for the people who do not know, give the birth story of Southern Oregon Pride. It begins with you.
Yeah, Southern Oregon Pride was born in October of, it was 2008, actually, when I remember Proposition 8 did not pass in California. And so when it came time to Oregon, it wasn't even talked about. No one was moving forward with it. And I thought to myself, where are we? Where is our parade? Where are our people? Where's our safe place? So I started to talk to a few people. And in 2010, we had our first parade and we marched down Main Street to the band shell. And it was so celebratory. And people came from parts of Oregon that I had never heard of. Sisters Oregon, I didn't know that was there. And we had people from Redding and Wairika and the coast, and people came from everywhere to celebrate. It was so cool.
How'd you settle upon October instead of going in Pride Month in June?
Well, in 2010, in 2009, 2008, Ashland's very busy with graduation in June, tourism in June, just flooded with all these people. And I didn't want us to get lost in translation. So I realized that October is National Coming Out Month. And because October is National Coming Out Month, and being the other hat that I wore in tourism and travel, I thought, hey, let's keep the tourist here, let's keep the party going, and let's celebrate in October.
All right. So the party on Saturday, then, is a fundraiser for the October happenings?
Yes, it is. All money goes to the parade. And so Pride, we have a whole new board now, and we are looking to branch out and do things not just in October, but year round. So our community always has a consistent safe space.
Lady Red, let's talk about you. Tell us about yourself and the process of becoming a drag queen.
Oh gosh, the process. I believe that as a drag queen, you are not like a conventional job by any means. You're definitely chosen by some type of divine intervention that requires you to be spackled with glitter and wear really, really heavy wigs.
Did you say spackled with glitter?
Spackled with glitter, yes. The more the merrier. I've been doing drag for about 10 years now. Mm-hmm. The process for that has only gotten more complex, but it's also gotten more fun and more elaborate. And I'm very, very excited that I now get to share that with Southern Oregon.
Reflect, if you would, on the last few years when more people seem to have the term drag queen on their lips, but not necessarily to say so with respect.
It has been very difficult to see the narrative change from one that was seemingly going in a pretty positive direction, with kind of more exposure to drag via things such as Drag Race.
Mm-hmm.
RuPaul's Drag Race. I really thought we were coming into a different era, especially coming fresh off of the Obama administration, all of the civil liberties that seem to be kind of embedding themselves into our culture. To see that kind of getting flipped upside down again, it's been very scary. I would say alarming, to say the least. Definitely not deterring, though. I mean, drag queens have always been the figures of protection against the bigots outside of the queer community. So it's a hard time. It's a stressful time, but this is just the time we are in.
We're talking to Lady Red and Gina Duquesne about an event coming up for Southern Oregon Pride. The event is the Everybody's Out a Dance Party on Saturday, July 20th. Lady Red is drag queen and MC of the evening. Gina Duquesne is the founder of Southern Oregon Pride. You can join us. We can take your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. I want to come back to you for a second, Lady Red. It's a whole lot of complaining about drag queen story hours and efforts to stop them, even legislatively. From your perspective, how common are they and what are they about?
I would say that first of all, I think that the prevailing narrative is that drag is somehow perverse or overly sexual. And I think that there are pockets of drag that definitely, like, as adult entertainers mainly, we do enjoy doing shows like that. But there are drag queens that are, like, borderline princesses, you know. They're cartoon characters. They are family-friendly. They can read to children and it not be about anything like that. Drag is an art form, the same as music is an art form, the same as television. Like, there's a lot of variety. So to say that all drag is perverse and all drag is hypersexual is just not telling the truth. So my perspective on it is, personally, I would consider myself to be an adult entertainer, and I would not feel comfortable reading to children. But there are drag queens who consider themselves to be children's entertainers or capable of being modest enough to be around children. And I think that's a beautiful thing because, as somebody who grew up in the Deep South, I didn't get a lot of exposure to queerness, and I had a really rough time not understanding who I was because I didn't have representation.
Were you ever out in the South?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Thank God for the Southern gay community, though, because especially drag. I mean, drag is huge in the South. Mm. Kind of, you find your people, but it's easier whenever you are exposed to that stuff a little bit younger, and you can kind of grow into that emotionally, like, a little bit easier, I would say.
That's a really important point you're making, though, because I know, and I really hate to use the term because it is just used like a scythe against the gay community, but the term recruiting, it's not a sense of recruiting. It's a fact of letting people know it's okay to be who they are.
Absolutely. Yeah, we don't, I would say that the gay agenda is surviving. So if that's an agenda, I guess everybody's doing it.
Gina Duquesne, I was looking back at the timeline yesterday. We're not even 10 years from the Supreme Court decision legalizing same-sex marriage. What do you make about the gains and then the apparent backlash since that time?
You know, the gains are big, and we have such a long way to go. And something that I was just, when you were talking with Lady Red, is that, you know, I applaud the drag queens. If we didn't have the drag queens, we wouldn't have a pride parade. Because if we think back to Stonewall in 69, thank you, drag queens.
They were pushing the envelope.
That's right. That's right. And because of that, and that I am who I am, and that acceptance, and I'm not going to go into the closet. A closet is a coffin. And I am not going to live there, and I'm not going to go there. And the drag queens just bust the door down, and here we are. So, for me, I will always love the queens. God save the queens. So we have a ways to go, you know, to answer your question, what you mentioned, Jeff. However, the backlash, I think it comes from a political place. I think it comes from a religious place. And I believe that there's a place for everyone and everything. And if these religious people are who they say they are, then acceptance is the key.
You actually had looked up just before we got on the air. You were checking in with your phone to find out how many bits of anti-LGBTQ legislation have been filed in state legislatures this year. Mm-hmm. The number was 527, was it?
527.
That's just this year. There have been quite a few in the previous years as well.
Exactly, in the previous years. And when we look at our transgendered brothers and sisters, our drag queens, this is our community that's being targeted. This is our community that has the target on their forehead, and we need more and more safe spaces, and we need more and more visibility and acceptance and education. When you know somebody and then you see them one day looking this way and the next day looking this way, but you know them for who they are inside, Doesn't matter.
Gina Duquesne is the founder of Southern Oregon Pride. Lady Red is a drag queen and the MC of the evening coming up on July 20th. Everybody's Out, which is a dance party in Ashland. Where?
It's at Ashland Hills Hotel and Suites.
Okay. And then have you approached, Gina, the events of Southern Oregon Pride any differently to address the tensions of the times that we were just talking about?
Exactly. That is why that's something that the new board, we are touching on that, because this fundraiser is not just to fund the parade. That cost about $6,000, $7,000 just to have a parade, and that's the minimum amount. We want to be able to raise money so that throughout the year, Pride is present. We have resources on our website. We have a resource page. We want people to know that this is where you can go in this crisis or this need or whatever your issues are. We're here for you, and we want to create those safe spaces throughout the year.
So, Lady Red, let's talk about the event just a bit. Everybody's Out on Saturday, July 20th. At is it 7 p.m.? Is that the start time?
No, actually, it's pretty late. It's pretty early. I wish it was 7. It's 5.
Five. And so, Lady Red, tell us about the structure of the evening. What's the event going to be?
So it is a DJ and dance party as well as a fundraiser. I'm going to be emceeing the event. I'm a jazz singer, a lounge singer, so I'll be popping up and doing a few numbers as well. Mainly it's just a fun time to get the community together and fundraise for the fabulous events that Southern Oregon Pride wants to put on in the future.
Is this your first, are you coming in from out of the area?
No, so I am a resident as well. So I moved here about a year ago, a couple days actually.
And talk about coming from someplace else and trying to get your bearings in a new community and trying to get your bearings in a queer community.
Well, it was absolutely an adjustment. I come from Denver, which is just a larger metropolitan area with a lot more competition, a lot more kind of a drag. It really is regional. It really depends on where you come from. In Denver, it was very like cutthroat, neck and neck. There's always too many drag queens, not enough stages. The high tension, high stress, but that's just what it is there. Whenever I came here, I was very accepted with open arms at the queer entertainers here, and I've just made so many amazing friends, and I get to meet amazing people like Gina and work with them, and it's honestly been wonderful. I've gotten the opportunity to produce about 40 shows so far since last year, and the community has come out and support that, and I'm just very, very grateful.
Wow, you have stayed busy, haven't you?
Yes, very much so.
Gina, talk about the next couple of years. I mean, a lot hangs on this year's election, certainly. I was looking again yesterday. Polls indicate a majority of Americans, a supermajority, support same-sex marriage, just to name one right, but the work to just get to be who you are would appear to be far from over.
The work is in front of us. There's so much work to be done. And, you know, when I look at the political end of it, all of the work that people before me have put in place so that we could even have this party, so that Lady Red can be who she is and I could be who I am and love who I love, I believe that now is the time. You know, often we say, this is the most important election. Well, you know what? This is the most important election because our rights are pending on how it goes. Our rights that we talked about, 527 just this year. I touched base on our black and brown trans sisters and brothers, and to be able to look at our drag queens or just to love who you love, and how many children still are being thrown out of their homes because they want to be authentic to themselves. When I say that this election is the most important, it truly is. Our rights have already been taken away. If you're a woman, your rights have been they're going down the drain, something that we fought so hard for, my generation, to be able to have control over our bodies. So I cannot express enough the importance of showing up, representation, being there, and I am just grateful that we can vote, and we can be a democracy.
Oh, and a month before the election, of course, is Southern Oregon Pride. That'll be the first weekend in October. The event coming up is Everybody's Out, a DJ and dance party Saturday, July 20th at Ashland Hills Inn at 5 p.m.
Yes.
All right, Gina Duquesne, the founder of Southern Oregon Pride, always a pleasure to have you in the studio.
Thank you, Jeff. Good to be here.
Lady Red, drag queen, MC of the Everybody's Out evening. Thank you for joining us on The Exchange.
Thank you so much.
All right, short break on The Exchange. We'll be back. Stay tuned.